Hi, I'm Angela Lee, and welcome to the Red Bull Basement Sessions.
Trying to solve some of our world's most pressing issues like climate change and poverty injustice, that's founder and CEO of Worldwide Generation, Manjula Lee. And these are the Red Bull Basement Sessions, where global innovators, entrepreneurs, and athletes open up to share their mindset, their motivations, and what it takes to make a difference. I'm Tom Carroll, and Red Bull Basement is here to support students to constructively challenge the status quo and make a positive impact now and for the future.
Red Bull Basement is a great opportunity for you to find your passion, find your purpose, and transform and change society and the planet.
Not everyone can say they wake up every day with the goal of uniting people to make the world a better place. But that is what motivates Manjula Lee.
We really feel like we're doing something that's going to really impact the world.
You might have heard about the UN's Sustainable Development Goals. This is also where Red Bull Basement takes inspiration from when it comes to empowering students to make an impact in the world. And by creating a technology platform called G17 Eco with a team of innovators,
you know, people with insane brains and insane talent,
Manjula's aim is to bring governments, businesses, and societies together to help actually deliver those goals.
To solve the biggest problem, you know, of any generation in human history.
These exciting aspirations have helped shape Manjula's vision for Worldwide Generation, and ultimately, she aims to find a global resolution to the world's biggest challenges.
So, Worldwide Generation was started to try and find some kind of global resolution to solving our world's greatest ills. As you know, we're pretty much running out of time as a human race with, you know, Greta Thunberg and David Attenborough making this quite mainstream now that we've got about 1.5 degrees left in climate change before potentially irreversible decline of our planet. And so really 4 years ago set out to find a way that we as a governments, businesses, financial institutions, charities, and even citizens, we come together and find a way to solve this problem.
The UN Sustainable Development Goals are in the news a lot, and it's a topic at the core of Red Bull Basement and its student innovators. But what exactly are they, and why are they so central to the story of Worldwide Generation?
The UN set out these 17 Sustainable Development Goals that if we all united, we could actually deliver a global resolution to poverty, inequality, and climate change by 2030. So I've been on this mission to try and figure out, well, how could we possibly do that and achieve that? And so what we've done over the last 4 years, we've developed a technology platform called G17 Eco. It uses DataBot technology to be able to collect data directly from organizations and uses blockchain technology to also make that completely immutable and, you know, increase the transparency of where the data is coming from. And then it measures in real time social, economic, and environmental impact that the organization is making and is able to then send that to different stakeholders that that organization has, whether that be their investors or their clients or even down to the public as well. And why that's really exciting is because, you know, if we can unlock this trusted, comparable, timely data set, we can enhance people's decision making. If we can enhance people's decision making, we can really start to solve these problems at scale.
DataBot technology, blockchain. This is the type of tech development and entrepreneurial spirit that drives Red Bull Basement. If you're at university right now, listen up.
Speaking to like this generation who is at university now, so imagine that you are now looking at Instagram or Facebook or, you know, any of the social media platforms. Through this platform soon, you'll be able to see a project happening anywhere in the world, or you'll be able to scan a product and see where that product's come from and the provenance of that product. And then you can start to interface with those projects or those products or those initiatives and, you know, invest, donate, even volunteer your time and skills to development and sustainable development all over the world. So that's kind of the frontier and the future that we're hoping for. And that's why we invented this platform.
Today, the mission is operated from her London base, but Manjula Lee's life journey has already spanned across four continents. So it's pretty fitting that someone who is truly a child of the world is undertaking such a huge effort to help save it.
I was born in Sri Lanka, I lived in Zambia, I lived in apartheid South Africa. I saw poverty and injustice my whole life. I then had to go to Australia because apartheid was getting lifted in South Africa, and Nelson Mandela was about to be released, and we had to flee and go to Australia. There I was actually fast-tracked from university straight into the corporate world. I got a full-term scholarship. I was in the oil industry. I was sort of, you know, headed for a massive trajectory in that world. And then I also started to see that, you know, really start to understand the environmental consequences as well. Like, you know, as I said, I've seen poverty and justice and inequality my whole life. But then now I started to see that if we didn't start finding renewable sources of energy, that we would also potentially just rip the guts out of the planet. And so even with the company's blessing, sort of took a year sabbatical to go and do some soul searching and see, is there anything else that I can do and give?
It ended up being a life-changing decision that steered Manjula towards the career she now thrives in. She started simply volunteering for charities.
That got me to the front line when I was in the charity world and started to see just the next level of poverty, next level of injustice, next level of also bureaucracy, corruption, you name it. I mean, I saw it, you know, and I started to go out to India. I went every month to go to closer to the people we were helping.
Being on the front line was life-changing for the CEO of Worldwide Generation. Manjula was inspired by these eye-opening, on-the-ground experiences, and the realization hit her that something needed to change.
I realized even with the greatest will in the world, we are still working in silos. That is causing fragmented solutions. Essentially, I went, what if I could start an organization that would have no other agenda but to bring government, business, civil society, citizens to help deliver these goals? And I felt like I could essentially paint the value proposition as to why they would all work together and what was in it for them to work together, right? And their part to play. So that was the birth of Worldwide Generation. It came from this idea of even the World Wide Web. Like, imagine if we as the human race was the new World Wide Web. We could actually join together, bring our resources, bring our talent, bring our, you know, experience together to solve the biggest problem, you know, of any generation in human history.
It wasn't long until Manjula found herself in a meeting with representatives of the British government, and she told them about her plans for a revolutionary digital platform.
I could see this platform emerging, which could coordinate like one giant kind of global project management system that could solve, you know, this project, but any project, you know, and any investment. And and thankfully someone on the other side of that table had the vision and could see what I saw and said, hang on a second, can you actually build that? You know? And I said, I think so. So, you know, but and so the British government, you know, bless them, just said, okay, well, we're going to help you. If you can even get half of this system, you know, this is going to potentially help. Something that was completely impossible started to materialize, and it wasn't my project anymore. People with insane brains and insane talent and whatever that, you know, bringing their innovation to this, which I would have never even dreamed of or thought of, is now happening.
So what's it like leading an innovative technology company every day? Not being scared of failure is the key to success for so many new businesses.
You know, something called agile, where you just fail fast. You work through it, you see if this works, if it doesn't work, you throw it away. You know, if it does, you build on it. And that's one of the great things that we have now, especially with technology, is that, you know, you can just start doing something, and if it doesn't work, take it away. Bring more people around you and keep going, but never, you know, I guess never deviate from the purpose. Never deviate. You've got to have real grit. And so the more you can even say, I don't know the full answers to this, but I do know what I want to do. I do know what I want to achieve. And then other people can come and, you know, help you with that. So you don't have to have all the answers, even though it's probably been the hardest hardest 4 years of my entire life, but it's so rewarding, and so I've got no regrets. I've got something that, you know, I can be proud of and have leave a legacy for, even if I stop today, that I've started something that, you know, someone else could take forward.
One of the most inspiring things about Manjula is her unshakable faith in humanity, especially towards innovators and originators.
We are the best technology in the world. We've got the best computer up in here. We are the human body is the best technology ever created, right? And we are the creators. So we're really always about technology is there, to do the stuff that, you know, frees us up to be creative, innovative, collaborative, and solving these problems. Technology can't do that by itself, right? It needs us.
That was Manjula Lee's story for Red Bull Basement Sessions, a woman who has used her experience in the non-profit sector to attempt to deliver the UN Sustainable Development Goals, disrupting the way things are done across government and business, to help deliver a global resolution to poverty, inequality, and climate change by 2030. Red Bull Basement is not just a podcast. It's an initiative to support impactful, feasible, and creative tech ideas from student innovators from around the world and support these changemakers in realizing their vision. Next time, technology and engineering guru, Peter Gray.
The only thing you can guarantee is that stuff is going to go wrong. It's actually really about how you deal with those situations. And just if you allow yourself to get highly stressed in those environments, you're not going to be productive. You're not going to get to the bottom of the problem as quickly and effectively as you can.
We'll see you next time for some deep thinking, data analytics, and one of the world's biggest annual sporting events. Follow Red Bull Basement Sessions on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And visit redbullbasement.com to find more stories from innovators who are driving positive change around the world.